조심한 듯 털어낸다. 혹시 누군가 나를 봤을까. 아무도 없는 길거리 눈치를 보네. 뛰어간다 내 맘대로. 뛰어간다 I go how I go. 뛰어간다 내 맘대로. 뛰어간다 I go how I go. 모두 painters, writers on the street 그 모두들 뛰어가네.
You've been listening to the Pandemonium Model here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Tune in again next week, same time, for more chaotic noise.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
You're listening to WRCT Feedback Radio.
Are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Cast Iron, and I am one of your hosts, Didia.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Okay, so here's the deal. David Letterman chose Conor as the rightful heir to his primetime television slot, but CBS forced his hand to corporate puppet Stephen Colbert. Need proof? Look at Letterman's beard. Obvious cope. Fortunately for the common man, WRCT has picked up the originally proposed program. Tune into America's Favorite Show with Conor to hear what the man doesn't want you to. Thursdays at 11 p.m. on WRCT. Do you want to hear the same four chords accompanied by aggressively untrained vocalists for an hour? Me too. Join the Stupid Doctor at 4 on Mondays and listen to Gutter Youth only on WRCT. We'll be right back.
sad to think. I guess neither one of us wants to be the first to say. Wants to be the first to say goodbye. Wants to be the first to say goodbye.
I can't live without your love. I can't live without your love. My mind is always in a rush. Sometimes I love you way too much. I can't live without your love. I can't live without your love. My mind is always in a rush. Sometimes I love you way too much.
We'll be right back.
That was Cast Iron. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. If you like that, please feel free to tune in again at 8 p.m. on Fridays.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You've worked hard all your life. Retirement worries shouldn't get in the way, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. But many Americans are finding that retiring on a fixed income is hard. BenefitsCheckup.org is a free website from the National Council on Aging. With just a few clicks, you can see if you qualify for thousands of dollars to pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. BenefitsCheckup.org. You've earned this. This message is supported by the Administration for Community Living.
This journey from neoliberalism to neo-fascism is imminent in the situation of neoliberalism. If we are going to check the growth of neo-fascism, then we have to be prepared sooner or later to confront the hegemony of finance. Therefore, the struggle against finance is something which we have to be prepared to carry out. And I think it is that which is what underlies not only neoliberalism, but the turn that neoliberalism has taken towards neo-fascism in the more recent period.
That's Prabhat Patnaik, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Prabhat Patnaik, From Neoliberalism to Neo-Fascism. Neo is a Greek prefix meaning new. Fascism of the classic variety is associated with Germany, Italy, and Japan. It ends at the conclusion of World War II. But in recent years, there's been a development of a different variety, which is called neo-fascism. From Modi's India to Erdogan's Turkey, neo-fascist autocratic regimes have taken hold. There's a direct connection from the failed economic policies of what is called neoliberalism to neo-fascism. Neoliberalism was given a huge boost in the 1980s by Reagan and Thatcher. Its characteristics are deregulation, cutting government spending, shredding the social safety net, privatization, and tax cuts for the rich. The result? Widespread immiseration and discontent. In its wake, demagogues exploiting the situation have come to power by scapegoating and instigating violence against minorities, coupled with loud calls for getting our country back and lots of flag waving. Our guest today is Prabhat Patnaik. He's an internationally renowned economist and professor emeritus at the Center for Economic Studies and Planning at Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi. He's the author of many books, including Monopoly Capitalism, and with his wife, Utsa Patnaik, of Capital and Imperialism. He spoke in New Delhi on January 24th. And now, Prabhat Patnaik.
The topic I chose to speak on is From Neoliberalism to Neo-Fascism. That's because of the connection between neoliberalism and neo-fascism, which is not much discussed. We think of neo-fascism, which currently is a tendency that is sweeping the world. We think of it as entirely a political phenomenon, but on the other hand, it has very deep political economy roots. And I think I would like to talk a little bit about the political economy roots. Neo-fascism, as you know, is very strong currently, whether it is Poland, whether it's Hungary, whether it's India, whether it is the United States, whether it's Britain, France, Germany, everywhere there is really a fairly strong neo-fascist upsurge. In some places, it is in power. But even when it's not in power, it is really a major political tendency. Now, the point is, I want to argue that this political tendency is something which has arisen as a sequel to the neoliberal process of development, neoliberal strategy of development, which has been again adopted all over the world. Now, I believe that the neoliberal strategy is one which essentially expresses or reflects the hegemony of globalized